Hi everyone, this is Jason Smith again, and this boo will show you how to use save states in the Apple IIe emulator. Some of you are having trouble with save states, so I thought I'd give a little demonstration of that. So, here I am, back at my command prompt from last night. I'm going to type mess, space, Apple IIe, space, dash flop one,
dash flop one,
space disks,
D-I-S-K-S,
backslash
Mac,
bex boot,
B-E-X-B-O-O-T,
dot D-S-K,
dot D-S-K,
press enter. We're gonna boot up bex, and if you've used bex before, you know that once you get to the starting menu, you have to flip a disk over in order to get to the main menu. And the only way we currently know how to do this without sighted help is to use states.
Enter configuration.
I'm going to type mess as my configuration. Hit enter. Okay, I'm at the starting menu now. So on Windows, which is where I am, you hold down the scroll lock and press insert, or on Mac, you hold down FN and press delete. You'll recognize this as the first part of the sequence to exit the emulator. I'm going to do that now. Now I'm going to hit Shift F7 and press one more keystroke. I'm going to use the digit 1. Now, the Apple saw that one, but that does not matter in the least. What has just happened is that the emulator has saved the state of the Apple computer. Exactly, saved its memory. So, if we run from that state, it will be exactly where it was when we saved it. That one that I typed that the Apple ended up seeing, the Apple only saw that one after the state was saved. So when I restore the state, it won't have any memory of it ever having been typed. Okay, I'm still in partial emulation mode, which is what scroll lock insert did. So I'm going to press escape to exit the emulator. Okay, now I'm going to edit my command line to run bex main instead of bex boot.
S-dis, s-dis, s-k, s-d, dot, e-o, o-b, m-a-i-n, dot, d-s-k,